Don't you just love the smell of bush in the morning? Don't you, huh? You don't? Well, tough, because the Whack My Bush team were up at the crack for some team bonding, and their first exercise as a team is a day's paintballing. Great! For once they get to shoot other people without killing them. And fortunately for them, Dick Cheney has had his hunting license revoked. Okay, Blue Team, gather round. It's time for your safety talk and an explanation of the rules of engagement before we let you loose in our paintballing war game.
Excuse me, can I have another weapon? This one doesn't seem to kill anything. Look.
Ow, my eye!
God damn it, Arnie, this is a paintballing war game. No one's gonna get killed. We're here to improve our teamwork.
So, these paint bullets aren't meant to kill?
Of course not, Arnie. They just sting a bit, see?
Ow! What's it, Fatso?
All right, stop it.
Ow! My other eye!
Dr. Rice!
Sorry, I got carried away.
Now listen up. Your objective is to avoid being caught by the red team. You've got 3 hours to evade capture and arrive at rendezvous point A.
3 hours? Piece of cake.
Speaking of which, 3 hours is a bloody long time to go without cake. And I don't notice any survival rations in our backpacks.
Geez, Fatty, it's only 3 hours. What sort of survival rations do you expect?
Well, you know, one of them army survival, all-you-can-eat buffet ration packs would be nice.
Hey, Captain, isn't it time we picked a team leader?
You sure are blinking a lot. Is it because of all the paint you've got in your eye?
Yeah. It's the paint and not for any other reason. Right, Major?
The Army High Command decided the best way to avoid squabbling was to pick the first name out of a hat.
That seems fair to me, Colonel. Any objections? No, good. Okay, all the names are in his hat here, right?
Let me look at that eye, George.
And the leader of the blue team is...
Ooh, please be me, please be me, please be me.
George Buss.
Yee-haw! That's close enough, General.
Well, who'd have thought it?
Yeah, who'd have thought? You know, it's only fair we share out the other team positions from this hat as well.
Let's not.
Good idea. So, team pack horse to carry all our equipment and me when I get pains in my chest is...
Oh, shit. I bet it'd be me.
George Bust. And that's close enough, General.
Here you go.
Take my pack.
Thanks, dummy.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Okay, now the red team are already searching for you, so I'll leave you in your leader's hands. Good luck.
Ha, no problemo. Okay, team, listen up. My first decision is... hang on a sec. I had one. Oh, yeah, I remember. We all wear funny hats. No, that was my idea for a State of Union address.
Wag my bush, come on!
Caught after 8 minutes and 32 seconds. It's official, we're the worst team ever. Even the Sound of Music cast reunion team lasted more than 2 hours.
Yeah, and not one of them even considered a porn career to stay in Hollywood. I'm so ashamed.
Don't be, Arnie. We all know who's to blame.
Yes. After walking us straight into that ambush, we're now the black and blue team. I won't be able to sit down for a week because some bastard kept firing at my ass.
What can I say, Tony? Me gun jammed an automatic.
I suppose we should ungag him, shouldn't we, guys? Guys?
Negative. Show no mercy. He took presidential immunity in the firefight and left us to take the heat. Too right. The paint stains will never come out of my Armani underpants.
Are we going to finish the fragging of our leader or what?
Way ahead of you, Condi. Meet Nola, me pet ferret.
John, don't put that angry ferret down George's shirt. Put it down his trousers.
Whack my bush. So, George, did you learn anything today?
Yep. Ferrets have short tempers and sharp claws.
As long as you've learned your lesson, never abandon your troops in the heat of battle, right?
Apart from Iraq, the lesson's been learned.
Well, quite frankly, it was a pointless exercise in team building. I don't know why we bothered, to be honest.
Aye, as a team, we suck more than a toddler's tantrum.
Hey! I just thought it would be a good idea to get some training in before our next crucial mission.
Mission? What mission?
Arnie, Get me the George Tell Tony Some Bad News emergency kit.
Okie dokie, Candy.
And hurry!
What mission, George?
Really, it's not that bad.
Do you remember the Cuban crisis?
The Lewinsky or JFK Cuban crisis?
Well, in a funny way, both. You see, I've kind of made a little admin error.
Little admin error? Been a euphemism for huge fuck-up, I presume.
George?
He has the George Tells Tony Some Bad News kit, Candy.
Thanks. Tony, arm.
George, what have you done?
Let me get a vein.
It's the funniest thing, really. We were trying to improve relations with that evil commie Castro. Well, he sent us a ship full of Cuban cigars.
Just a little brick, Tony.
And I stupidly...
There's a surprise.
50cc ought to do it.
Ordered the CIA to give him anything he wanted. So in short, we shipped him a nuclear missile last week. Tony? Tony, did you hear me? Wow, that's just like so beautiful, George. You gave the last communist dictator a nuclear arsenal. That's just like so groovy, and this room is really bright. And you know, John, I bloody love you.
Get off.
Even better, we're going to Cuba to bring him back.
See, Tony, it's not that bad.
Cool, hop on my back, I'll fly us there now. Whee!
Oh, God, just when you thought this storyline was going nowhere, George pulls that out of the bag. So, we're off to Cuba, the last communist stronghold, and home to cheap package holidays. So join in the fun, because we'll be having a ball, hunting for miscellaneous missiles next time on...
Whack My Bush.